So there are two sugyas I want to do today. The first is Tanur, and then the second is Yichud. First on Kuf Chaf Hemed Aleph, the second on Kuf Chaf Hemed Beis. I don't know if we'll get to Yichud today, but we'll start it. I imagine that most of you, when doing the sugya of Yichud, also saw the Gemara on Daf Nun. If you haven't, then you should. Tanur Rabbanan, Shivri Tanur Yashan, Harei Hem, Kekol HaKelim, HaNitlin, B'chatzer, Devir Meir, Ridomer, Ein Nitlin. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, Mishim, Rabbi Lez, Ben Yaakov, Shivri Tanur Yashan, Shinitlin, Shabbos, Val Kisu, Shem, Tzorach, Beis Yad. Machlokas about Tanur that is broken. So, according to the opinion that it's mutter, harein kol hakelim, yesh ladun if it would be mutter mechama letzel. Rashi implies, let's look at Rashi, harein kol hakelim, I guess it's not so clear. But if you look at the Rambam is a chaf vav vav. The Rambam writes explicitly, Shivrei tanur mota l'taltalo v'arehein k'chol akelim shemalachtam l'heter. Has a din of a klish malachtam l'heter. Now why is that a chiddush?
Oh.
L'chora, because what's the reason why this has Taurus Kli? The reason why this is Taurus Kli, even though it's only Roy L'chassos Bo, let's say, is because of its past. Meaning to say that we know that stone, even though you could use it for a kisui, is not Taurus Kli, it's still Moksa. The fact that something could be used for a cover is not enough to make something automatically of Taurus Kli. Otherwise, everything would have Taurus Kli. There'd be nothing that's Moksa. Elamai, this is only muksa, this is only a kli, because of its past. Because when it was a tanur, once upon a time, what was a kli? Now it's broken. The question is it batel mine toras kli? The answer is no, that since it still has some function, you could use it to cover kalim, so it remains and retains its toras kli.
In which. What? It's not omega stabe. There's a difference between toras kli and omega.
I don't mean getting fixed. I don't know, maybe it will be fixed, maybe not. No, I just meant to say that it's because once upon a time it was a kli, so now it's still a kli as long as it does some type of malacha. Right? This is the din we've seen before. Lav dafka even by tanur, that this is a diuk. It's just interesting only by a tanur. Why? Because before we were talking about a chves, a bowl, a charis bowl that breaks. So then we paskin that it's mutter, as long as it's main malacha, as long as it does something. But that was always a klish machtel hatter, so pashat that now that it's still going to be a klish machtel hatter, and therefore it'd be mutter mecham hotel. But yesh lachkor when it comes to the tanner, because when the tanner was a kli, at least before blow, it was aser mecham hotel, it was a klish machtel yeser. So now you could wonder that since this is only a kli because of its past, and in its past it was a kli shmach l'iser, it would have been az mecham l'tzel, and only mutter tzach guvo makomo. So maybe it's limited by its past. What you see from the Rambam is that the Rambam says not that way. That since this now, what is its use? It's no longer a tanner, now it's a cover of something or other. Right? That's what we would classify this as a clean now. We would classify it as a cover as opposed to a tanur. So covers are klish machtel l'heter. And in Mela, this is now a klish machtel l'heter. Now, what might this be tolui in? What this might be tolui on is the question of whether or not the limitations of a klish machtel l'iser our dutakta, which is of course a chakira, a question that we've raised on numerous occasions and have seen Ryosh Lakan Lakan. But if you were to, especially, let's give the example, especially if it broke on Shabbos, let's say this Tana broke on Shabbos. So if you saw the restrictions on Chlis Malchut Heser Le'Isser as a function of Haktzah, and you also think that we would say Migu Diskatzai, which is another issue we discussed. We discussed that in the context of the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Rebbe Yeger about whether somebody redesignates a Motzmasan Kiss in the middle of Shabbos. But at the very least, you could have argued, you could have said that if you see the restrictions on Eklis Malchut Yisr as a function of Haktzah, and moreover, at the beginning of Shabbos, this was Eklis Malchut Yisr, then if it breaks, it would not be Mutter Mechamotzel, it would only be Mutter Tzach Gufo Mekomo. And after all, remember, the whole Machlokes here is probably primarily when it broke on Shabbos, because that's what Gemara said earlier. When it broke before Shabbos, everybody agrees, Me'ein Malacha, you don't need Me'ein Malach Tan. The discussion, the debate, is when it breaks on Shabbos. So, this Rambam, at the very least, seems to be telling us something very interesting. And the truth is, it's probably, the Lashon HaGemara sounds that way, it's not explicit, but the Lashon HaGemara, which said that it's a Shivrei Tanu Yashin Harei Hein K'kol HaKelim HaNitlin B'chatzer, I think probably implies, like the Rambam, maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. Hein K'kol HaKelim HaNitlin B'chatzer, meaning like every other plea, like all Kalim, that are Nitlin B'chatzer, that it's Kisrach
L'Hashem, yeah. So is there anything in the Rambam saying, any
yeah, I don't think it's limited to Tana. I think the Shaila is, and the Prima God is the one that actually raises this question. It's in the Mishpat Zozav, Sifkat Yudala. He raises this question about what's the halacha of a Kalish Malachto Isser that breaks and is still Ra'oi to be Machasakli. Status of Kishma Kul Yisr, now Kishma Kul Hatim, and he raises this Hakira and makes this deal from the Rambam that is Matir on this. Now, what's interesting is, you know, one way to be Dochel Yisraya is that there's a Rashi in Bayan, Daflam, the Dalmud Aleph, who sounds like the Tanos of Kishma Kul Hatim. And if that's true, then you can't bring a Raya here. It's just on the
Especially
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a box. That's what we talked about yesterday, right? This is a Tashmishi Mitzvah. You might leave it for Zion.
It's
a Vassis. Yeah, it's the context of here. I don't think we're dafka talking about Yantif over here. It's a Tosefta. It is Tosefta and Beitza, but it says B'Shabbos. Harenka Cholakelim Hanitlin B'Shabbos. Yeah. So, but this is Ora Rashi Lashitaso, as we've seen already in a couple of places, Rashi in Eluk Sharim, Rashi in Bami Madlikin, and the like. Rashi has a different mahalich in how to define a Chlis Malchut Heter, one which we don't accept, that anything that has a Tashmish Miyuchat Heter even if it's primarily a tashmish, shalister is treated with respectful hatter, like shofar, or clay, ariga, or the like, and therefore can't really bring a raya from Rashi. Yeah.
In terms of, if the Rambam thinks that all Kishimah Kalester and all Kishimah Kalester, so the din of the Tanna is the same as all Shemekim.
Yeah. And the easiest way to explain the Rambam is, and anyway, I think this is the easiest way in general, though again, it's not Pasha, is to say that the restrictions on Tishah V'Esser are not Kizvat Tzah, because of Derech Nechemya. So if that's true, then it's Pasha. You wouldn't say Kizvat Tzah at all. In other words, once this is no longer Tashmish V'Esser, primarily it's Tashmish V'Esser, so then it's Mutter V'Fam Hotel. So therefore, that's one way to explain it. If you wanted to say that the restrictions relate to Tatsah, the other way to say it is that there's no Midu Dis Tatsah, which sounds like it's against Rabbi Akivayger, against Magen Avraham, like Rabbi Akivayger. Or maybe you could even say like the Magen Avraham, but that's only Dafka by Muxmat San Kis, which is a true Hatsah, Talagamre. Then we say that the Midu Dis Tatsah, whatever it was, remains even if there's been a change in status. So Masha'en Ken, when it comes to something, a Kli Shema Tzolesser, which is anyway only a Kwasi Hatzah. So you never say, Migu Dis Katzah in a Kwasi Hatzah. So you can't really, in terms of Lamedus, you could explain the Halacha in multiple ways. But it's certainly something to take note of.
So if it's the same as maybe a very broad question, why doesn't he bring it down with the rest of Shema Kiyon? It's the same exact thing as
Shifra Kiyama. The Rambam.
Yeah.
That
may be a broad question. But
I mean, all these cases, in this case.
About Shiare
Machatzala, Shabbat.
Yeah, all these cases in this paragraph are, for some reason, not. That's another question.
Okay. So that's a good question, and to be honest, not one that I worked on. But why all these one? In other words, just
in Chafei Yud Beis here at Shivri Kiyamim. The examples in the same.
Right. So the point. Right. Yeah. So the question is, but you have a question, which I don't know the answer to, which is the division of the Rambam is interesting. And it's a very worthwhile question to be
asked. Right. It's more because it's the same exact answer by Kim.
Right. But again, the whole
thing. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's an excellent point. It needs to work on. I don't know.
Would the Rambam be modeled by something that's going to be a Saber? Because then putting aside the Hatzah issue, anyway, you're giving it to him. Let's say you have a Kli Shema Kalisir and a part that in and of itself only does Heter, that was only the Skaber fell off.
You mean it fell off and you're going to return it?
Yeah. So then.
Well, we had that actually by Delassos. In other words, if you remember, we talked about this at the beginning of the parak.
That the
Rambam on Yud Chaf Hey Yud Beis, for example, writes Behu Shigya Yushevrein Osim Mei Malachim. Noted that by Dlossos the Rambam didn't require that. By Dlossos, let's say Shiva Table Migdal didn't require that, and we said that was because they're only Bahachzir, and therefore they retain Torah's Kli even if you don't need Mei Malachim. In other words, when do you need Me'ain Malacha? You need Me'ain Malacha either because when it would otherwise, it has no future.
Right?
So it should be a piece of garbage. But when it has, when you're going to restore it, it retains Torah's Kli due to its restoration. In other words, Now what you're saying is like this. You're saying,
more than Torah's kli.
But then it should be limited by the kli. Right. And it's very mistaber. Now there's something that has no function. It's only not muksa. It only retains the Torah's kli by dint of its future. So if it's the future, Torah is restored to a maybe. No, that's certainly reasonable. It's mistaber. But here, by the Tanur, the Shivrei Tanur, the reason why it's not muksa is not because it's only l'schaber, it's because of its current state of affairs. Okay, its current use for something. Now, in general, we have to figure out how we're going to paskin on these shaylas, all the discussions in our Gemara by the Shivrei Tanur. Now, you might have said, who cares? Because we paskin anyway like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, the discussions in our Gemara as Yeshua pointed out, no, maybe by Yantif, we have to machmir. First of all, because we're certainly machmir and nolad by Yantif. Everybody's machmir and nolad by Yantif. So then we have to figure out, are these things nolad or not? Now, the Rif writes over here, and this is really the discussion we had before, but since we set it to a little bit more common, we'll review it quickly. The Rif over here at Paskin said the halacha is like Remeir. And this would indicate, like the Eli Rabba, if you recall, that the machlokas over here is whether or not this is nolad. And therefore, a mayor who says it's not nolad, so then it's going to be mutter. Even if we're machmir on Yantif, like Rabbi Yehuda, in general, here it's sort of a local question. And if you recall, we also saw that the Magen Avraham disagreed with that. And the base mayor tried to be miyashi. Maybe it's a difficult reading, but the way he read the Rif is saying, in terms of the klali hapsak, really over here we should pass it in like Rav Meir because it's a stam opinion, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, even though we generally have a rule of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, in which case it could be that you do have to figure out here how to pass in this shayla. Now, one last ha'ara, and then we'll go on to the next sugya, is l'chora over here, we're talking about a tanur, which was mechubar l'karka, and it broke on Shabbos. How do I know that? Because if it broke before Shabbos, so then pashut me'en melacha would be enough, right? And that's what we saw earlier. But the question is, if we're talking about a case where it's mechubar l'karka, so why isn't it muksa machmas iser? And we know it mayor holds of muksa machmas iser, not mechubar l'karka, mechubar to itself, at the beginning of Shabbos. It's the same thing. I mean, we're talking about a case that's mechubar l'karka, right? The whole point is Rashi explains that these tanurim were like a hollowed out garbage can, right? And they would make a hole, and they would put the tanur into the hole, and then they would take a stone and sort of wedge it in. And if you had an efficient oven, so then it would be a very small gap, and the walls of the ground would help retain the heat, and it would basically be a tanur that's in the chuba. Now, the question is, when did it break? So we're saying if it broke before Shabbos, so then, of course, if it does, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it does something, if it has some malacha, some purpose, some function, like lachasos, so then it wouldn't be muksa. So the reason why they are arguing is because it broke on Shabbos. So this raises a different question, which is we know that Remeir holds of muksa machmas iser, right? For example, Remeir holds that a ner that we say migudis katzai, a ner shekava is aser. Right? Remeir is sort of in between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. the mayor is Mekel from Muxamachas Isser, like Rabbi Shimon, but he's Moda, that in Nair Shekava, the Shemin is Aser. So you could ask the Shaila, why is it that this isn't Muxa? In other words, at the beginning of Shabbos, if I would have removed, it would be an Isser D'Oraisa to try to gain access to this Tanner. It would be key, it would be Soser. I mean, when you're right, technically speaking, it might not be Nisr D'Oraisa if it's not on the Shlipis, it might just be Makalkal. But it would be Nisr, to be sure. It would be Asa. And therefore, we should say, Nidu Diskatzai should be like the Shemin Shemineir, the Moser Shemin Shemineir, which is Asa. So I saw that the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos quoted that the Riaz and also his Medayin from the Ravid, Parakoth HaHalacha Yagimel, learned the Gemara that we're talking about actually a Tanner Talush. Now, Rav Rishon would disagree with that, but that would answer that question. The Mishnah Shabbos himself says, as notes, since Rav Rishon would disagree, you have to say that we're talking about a case of Yoshiva Mitzavah, meaning say, you know, this Tanner that broke on Shabbos, it was probably already a Tanner Ra'ua before Shabbos. It was like the Sukkah Ra'ua, and that's why it's not Muksa, which is a new Kimta. Ike suggested maybe we're talking about a case where it's only to take it off, out. Now that gets into the issue also of whether something that is Muksa Machmas Isser D'Rabbanan, would that be Mux or not? We discussed that before by Tamel.
I didn't know
what you were saying. It's Mux at all, right. You were saying that it's a steer. It's not, it's an Ukimta, that even something that's attached, but if you always put it together and take it apart, even if it's like Takua, like in this case, it was it's wedged in tightly, but it, you, every day you take out your oven and put it back, so then I might not be stira. Also, like you said, Kimto. Now, I don't know if this answers any better, but if you remember, we saw that there were some achronim, maybe rishonim, who hold that there's no such thing as muksa b'mechubar. This is discussed in the Alkut Yosef in a letter written by Rav Avadia. It's in Simon Shin Ches Ha'ara Lamed Gimel. Interesting discussion about, we actually had that a little bit this Shabbos, by a light switch. Is a light switch muksa? Now, why do we have it this Shabbos? Here's the Shaila. We had a blackout. The blackout started like an hour before Shabbos, and they ended up power going on at around midnight. So we were like running around in the hour before Shabbos, like trying to figure out what to do, and you know, what are we going to do with our talent, and what are we going to do this, and so we didn't even think about this. And then Shabbos started, and we're eating our suda, Baruch Hashem, we had lots of candles all around the house. But then we thought, like, oh no, what about all these lights? Like, nobody, like half the lights could be on at Baruch Shabbos, you know, they turn on. The power went on at midnight, so maybe everybody's room lights are going to go on. Because hour before Shabbos, everybody has their lights off and on in the room. So the shaila is, could you turn off the lights on Shabbos? Right, it's not doing anything. There's no power. Just flipping a switch, which is an empty act. So maybe it's grama. And then we have to figure out when grama is mutter or not. But grama with a shino. Anyway, it's an interesting shaila. But what about muksa? What about muksa? It happened to be, we had a Shabbos guest. There were several Shabbos guests, actually. But one of the Shabbos guests was a very smart young woman. And before Shabbos, she took around one of my kids and said, let's turn off all the lights before Shabbos. Brilliant person. So we didn't have to worry about it. Baruch Hashem. But this is a... So she got almost all. They're always right, except in the rooms that had a two-way switch. The dining room has a two-way switch because it enters for two rooms. That one Shitaka got wrong. but it was okay because the dining room, there's a window and nobody's sleeping in it, so the fact that the light was off was not a big deal. At night we had the candles, and the morning, so okay, you didn't need the lights on, there's a window. But anyway, so it was, but let's say she hadn't been so smart. So one issue is Grandma. The next issue is going to be, and Grama here, the pashtus is would be mutter, because you're preventing melacha from happening. In other words, at least when I want to turn off, let's say the light is on in my room, so I flip the switch to the off button, so that's not Grama. In other words, Grama is when you do melacha b'grama. Now here I'm not doing any melacha b'grama. I'm simply preventing the light from going on. When the power company comes and turns on the lights, turns on the power, so my light would go on. So I'm preventing that from happening. So I don't think this would be a grama that's aser. To think about that more. But you're not doing malacha the grama. You're simply preventing the malacha that would otherwise have happened from happening. But right now you're doing nothing at all. Anyway, think about that more. But the question is, what about muksa? What about muksa? So maybe you could use your elbows. But you need to use your elbows. Maybe you don't have to use your elbows. Maybe it's not. So probably most achronim are machmir in that shayla. But Rav Avadia and others, Tosefta Shabbos, who say that there's no muksa b'mechaber. We talked about that a little earlier. And... Anyway, this Gemara could be a raya for the Mekilim. In other words, the reason why we don't say migu diskatsai and muksa here is because originally at the beginning of Shabbos it was mechubar. So therefore, as long as there's a machlokas over here in terms of the other issues, but in terms of the migu diskatsai element, maybe you could solve that problem. Because it wasn't muksa at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, what would the svara to be mekel? Why would you say there's no muksa in mechubar? Something that would otherwise be muksa, so just because it's mechubar, it shouldn't be muksa. So one svara could be that this is the svara of Rav Mashash, since we're in his shul. Not his shul, but the shul has its svara. So is that...
Which fellow?
Rav Mashash. I'm pronouncing it wrongly?
Masas.
Okay, Rav Shalom Masas. See, I don't even know. When a great Moroccan sage...
Ravadi brought him from Morocco. Is it Chief Rabbi Morocco? Oh,
yeah?
Ravadi brought him from Morocco to...
Saved him from that.
Aha. When was this?
What year?
He was the last chief rabbi of Yerushalayim for a long time, and there was a gap until Shlomo Amar became the chief.
Oh, I wondered about that.
Yeah, that's why the rabbinu ran the kashrus in Yerushalayim. They couldn't get their head to the chief rabbi.
Okay. So there's a tradition, it has to be a Moroccan rabbi to be chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Because if Amar is Moroccan, and then before that was Rav Masas. Nice. And before that was Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. I'm not sure. I don't know if he was Moroccan. Okay. Anyway, but I think he might also be Mekel on the Shaila, so maybe that's the Tzad HaShavah. Anyway, that would be, so the Svara that Rav Masas says is that since Muksa is Al Totzah, so there's no Chash Totzah for something that's Mechubar. There's another Tzad Lahakal over by the light switch, which we're going to get back to in just a minute or two, which is maybe it's Tiltel B'Mikzas L'Tzarech Shabbos is okay. That relates also to the door. If you think the door is muksa, how could you open the door? We discussed that and the like, and maybe we'll get back to that because it comes up on Kuf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. So let's get there after your question. Yeah.
Maybe there's no muksa by the chumah because there wouldn't be neither of zero.
Yeah, that's sort of what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
L'chor Yoshev Mitzapa wouldn't help for Rebbe Shimon. That wouldn't help for Rebbe Meir, right?
Oh, yeah. We had that question. Yeah. We asked that question on the answer of the Mishnah Shabbos. And I have it here in my notes. I don't know the answer. Maybe l'chora, that's a good hara. I don't know if there's an answer. Good. So let's go to the Mishnah. Ha'evin should be kivuya. Imim alimba ve'ena nofeles malalimba. Bimlav, imim alimba. And likewise, is moa shikshura b'tfiach, imim alimba b'shabbos. The rest of the Mishnah will get to later. Tanan hasam. Ha'evin sh'apiach ha'vis. Mat al tida v'hino feles. So, actually, just one har from the Rashi and the Mishnah. Vimlav, harehi kishar avanim. Then metalto es hakiyuya, deshav yabasis leevin shenosasa. So, you didn't necessarily have to say that in the Mishnah. You could have just said that. You can't use the stone because it's muksa. But Rashi says not only that, but in other words, not only is the evan muksa because you didn't attach it, but it's actually a basis. It makes the bucket, which is like a delas, it's like a gourd, hollowed out gourd. So it would be a basis to the evan. Now, so there's a couple of very important haros over here, exactly. Which is, we know, and we've already discussed a machlokas rishonim about basis. If you see basis as simply any time you have muksa on top of luchan, then it's v'hanacha, it's not shachach, it's a basis. So then, it's not clear why it should be a basis. And in fact, but if you then it's clear, sorry, why it would be a basis. But if you assume that basis is only when the mukhan is being mishamish the muksa, so over here, fakert. Over here, the evan is being mishamish the delas, even if it's not attached yet. And therefore, l'cha'ora, it shouldn't be a basis. And not only that, but you could even add that if you hold, like, the Magen Avraham, let's say it wasn't a basis. Maybe this is why Rashi means to say it's a basis. Remember the Magen Avraham said that if you have a tiltol min hatzad, l'tzar Shabbos is mutter. That's what he learned, not like the Chazon Ish. Remember, like the Ritva. The Ritva, by the way, reiterates his position on our sugya, just saying that Teltel Menatzad, Letzar Shabbos is mutter. He says over there, Haven shall be a chavis, mat al tida vino felas, Krishna Teltel Menatzad lashmi Teltel, Bameshu, Letzar Shabbos. So if you all like the Magen Avraham said that you can move around the table, Teltel Menatzad, to use the candle even though it's Moksa, right? So, because it's even though it's Tiltum and Atzad Kedei L'shtamish B'Muksa, that Ishtamish B'Muksa is the Ishtamishes of Shabbos, so Shabbos, so then it's Mutter. So why can't I say that even if my stone is not attached to my bucket, if the bucket isn't a basis, obviously Rashi itself is found, we just have to deal with the Rashi, but if the stone was, if the bucket was not a basis, so you could use it on Shabbos anyway, because I'm using the Muksa, Tiltum and Atzad, let's talk Shabbos. So according to Rashi, it's not a kash at all. Rashi answers the question by saying it's a basis. The problem, though, is what you ask, Yoshua, which is why in the world should the bucket be a basis? So maybe we'll say, oh, Rashi holds like the opinions that anytime you have muksa on top, it's automatically a basis. The problem is Rashi and Memtesam Adalat Dimaschal Notel seems to be in the school of thought. There we're talking about the issue of hatmana, the muksa on top of the food that you're trying to keep warm, and Rashi over there says it's not a basis because the muksa is being mishamish to mukha. In which case, we now have a stira and Rashi. Now this is the Rashash's question over here. the Rashash over here asked that question. Why in the world does Rashi say this is a basis? According to what Rashi says earlier on Daf Mem Tes, it shouldn't be a basis. So one possibility I thought was that maybe when this is the Makom HaMiyuchad for the Muksa, it's worse. We saw the Chazon Ish had such a star like that earlier. And this is the place of the Stonim. We found the Meiri, who says even more than that, or more precise, along those lines, but a little different. He writes, Meiri right here on the Mishnah, V'afal pisha evan ba b'shvil kiruya, v'la kiruya b'shvil ha'evan. In other words, really, according to the rules that we normally apply, there shouldn't be a basis, right? Because adirava, the evan is babishvil akiluya, which means that it shouldn't be, right? We don't have mutter being mashamish muksa, we have muksa being mashamish mutter, so it shouldn't be a basis. Adirava, hol ve'enemudekas l'sham, afumenicha la l'shtamer sham, shetemizumenes kos manchirtsa l'shem. Adirava, in other words, if you're not mahadikin, that shows you that you're sort of saying, oh, this bucket is now the holder for the stone. It's a stone holder, or that's at least one of its functions. You have your stone, handy dandy stone for when you want to draw water, and the special place of the stone, the holder of the stone, is this bucket, and that's why it's butter. In other words, the reason, so we've done two things over here. Number one is we've explained why you need to say it's a basis, and two, we've explained why it is a basis. The Mishnah Shabbos cites the Beis Meir, which is also cited in the Shaar Tzion, and Shin Tes Sif Katan Chav Dalet, that he understood Rashi and Daf Mem Tes in a different fashion. The Pashup Shat, you could look. I thought it was more like the Rashash, but anyway, here's a different reading of Rashi, that the Gizin are not Asuyin B'Shvil HaKisos HaLuchasos HaOchal, that's why it's not a basis. In other words, right, again, the Rashi over there you have the case where you have food, I guess in like some type of pot, and then you have the Muksa stuff on top of that for keeping it warm. So Rashi says it's not a basis. And he says that's because they're not coming to be mechasa the kisui, rather they're coming to be meshamesh the food. He gives an interesting nafkamina, right? I think we might have discussed this. Let's say you have candles on a tablecloth. So is the tablecloth a basis for the candle? Right? We know that the ner, shemen, and psila are all basis to the shalhaves. But he says the tablecloth is actually there to protect the table. And therefore, it can be a basis to the shalhavis. He says the same thing. That's why he understands Rashi. Not the more the way the Rashash reads Rashi, which is that anytime the muks is being mishamish, the mutter, it's not a basis. So anyway, if you learn like the Beis Meir, then there is no Stira. Okay, so the Gemara says.
Rabbi? Yeah, I think the Ritva addresses this kasha also.
We'll get to the Ritva.
Okay.
Yes. The Ritva is very interesting. I'd like to get there. But the Ritva is on the Gemara, right? It's not on the Mishnah. It's like the Ritva on the Gemara, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the Gemara. Shinan Hasan. Evan shall be a chavis, matel tzida, vino fellas. Amar Rabba, Amar Ravami, Amar Yochanan, Hashem Alei B'Shocheach, Amar Neliach, Nasabas Tavar Aser, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Ravazim, Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Alei B'Shocheach, Amar Neliach, Nasek Yisri L'Chavis. So we have two opposite opinions. First opinion, Rabba Amar Ravami, says that if it's meniach, it's a basis. And Rav Yosef Amar Vasi says meniach, it's a kisui. It's klishmak l'heter. Amirabba, Mosvinan Ashmaitin. There's a kasha from the Mishnah on my theory. Ha'avinch Mikiruya, Namalin Ba, Ve'enin Ophelas. Namalin Ba. The Lohi also came into Hadka Shavya Dolphin. So when you're Mahadik it, then it's a Dolphin. Obviously, then it's a Klishmachtel Hatter. But otherwise, just because you put it on top of the barrel to be a cover, it's not enough to give it a shame Klishmachtel Hatter. Or the Yosef, who must be known as Shmaitin, there's a Kasha on my position from the mission as well. Imla, they that what? That according to my position, if you simply put it in there, just like if you put the stone on top of the barrel, it's a klish machtel hatter, so too, if you put the stone in a bucket, it should be a klish machtel hatter. Velohi, hasam kem to lahadka, betule batla. Since you're not mahadik it, betule batla. So how do you translate betule batla? Betule, you're mevatel what? Mevatel what? So look at Rashi. Velohi, lo kashali. Dehasam ha'il uvelok shira lo chazi lemalos dehanafla. If you don't tie it in, it's basically worthless. V'haylav hadka betule batla mitayras kli gali daite lo chashiv le abu kisui chaves hanacha. Mashvi alekli, very interesting, Rashi. In other words, Rashi sounds like you're mevata what from Taras Kli? So, the Evan. Mevata the Evan from Taras Kli. But the Evan never had Taras Kli. So, good. So, one way to read Rashi is, and I think it's a little lavdafka, but I do think it's a plausible read. Is that it's the future. In other words, you mevatel this from the potential of being a kli by not doing it. But it's a little lav dafka. Another way you could read Rashi, based off of the Shita L'Ran. Now, I'll tell you what the Shita L'Ran says in a moment. It's not exactly this, but the Shita L'Ran inspired pshat is that betule batle the bucket from Taras Kli.
And how do you read the second half of Rashi?
Then in a chanami, that would mean the stone. In other words, Rashi is saying an interesting fiddish, which is not only is it the case that the stone in this case is not a kli, but even the bucket isn't a kli. You're mevatel the bucket from being a kli. Now, what's the pshat?
It's a bust.
So that's actually the Shita L'Ran's explanation. That since it's basically not significant, so your memela becomes a but. It becomes a basis to the stone. Right? In other words, and this actually goes back to that question that we asked in the beginning of Rashi, why is there some buses over here? And the answer is that since it's worthless, now it becomes a buses to the stone. The way Rashi didn't say that exactly, that's the Shita L'Ran. This might not apply to an actual bucket, but a gourd that its whole function is to draw water from the well, and if you don't have a stone attached to it, it just floats on top. So it's absolutely worthless. It serves no function. So by not tying it, not only are you being, not only is the stone not a clay, but even the gourd itself is not a clay. That might be what Rashi means. The Shita L'Ran is saying the way you said it, a little bit less. He makes the same point. that that the gourd is now worthless when the stone isn't attached. But he just says, and therefore it's susceptible to becoming a basis to the rock.
The Rashi and the Mishnah says it being basis.
That would be true also. You're saying that according to my pshat, Rashi, what do you need? It's like a double muksa. It's a basis, but it doesn't tars kli. Tars kli, if it's batel from being a kli, you don't need it to be a basis. Right? So maybe what the Ran is saying, what Rashi's saying, what you're suggesting, is what exactly what the Ran says. That because it's batel mitars kli, so therefore it becomes a memela, becomes a basis. Rashi and the Mishnah, at this point, if you hold like Rav Yosef on Rav Asi, so in Achinami, it's even more fundamentally muksa. It's not just a basis. I mean, it's muksa either way, but it's not just a basis. It's batel mitars kli. Rashi and the Mishnah wasn't getting into that point, and therefore he said it the way he said it. Still, you could ask, why does Rashi need this? And why would he have introduced it here? Now, why don't we just say it's a basis? Now, if you think it could be a basis, then why not? I'm not sure. But I do think the simple meaning of Rashi is that way.
Isn't it food anyway? Isn't it word food?
No, not at all. Just the stroke. You could use it as a sukkah decoration, or you could use it as a bucket for your well.
It's yavesh also.
Yeah, it's yavesh.
You can go ahead. Achila ali de'etchak, is it still mitzvah?
Look at there. That was again. Good. So, so the Gemara now brings in another place where we find this. Benak mifli marsavar b'ina maiso maisavar. The way Rashi learns it is, there's no way to make these non-muksa, so they're going to be muksa anyway. So set them up now, so we'll be able to sit on them tomorrow, even though they're muksa. Right, let's just look at Rashi. Nidvach shalavanim, avanim sedurus, muktos levinian. We'll talk about shortly why that might be significant. I'm Elohu, ma maisa tzrichan Rabbi Yochanan. Tzrichan Rabbi Yochanan. Suvalindum, sidrosam vishivam, so put them in the proper places, position them. Kidei shalonitzarich liga bahen lamachar, lefishenaz manabimaisa, koldo. Some don't have the girsa koldo, but Rashi later on uses that lashon either way. Moelis levin lasosa kli, evami, letaime, damaliel, ein evanasas kli, be hanacha. The I assume liga bahem is lav dafka. It really means latalto bahem. Though it'd be interesting if it is dafka. But either way, you see from Rashi that he would have no objection to sitting on these muksa rocks. Right, that was the whole point. Set them up now so that Tamai can sit on rocks. We're not going to talk about this right now. There's a Rambam that sounds like he disagrees and says that you can't even sit on muksa rocks. There's a discussion of this in the Magen Avraham, Simon Shin Chesif Katan Mem Aleph, and there's a relevant Rashba from Daf Chav Tesmet Aleph, and maybe we'll get back to that at some point. But that's Rashi. Okay, and that's the first opinion. Rashi doesn't explicitly. All right, let's read on. Limdum, that was the Rav Asi Amar says Shifshafum. Rashi says Minatit, so brush him off. Shunos Leishiv Umachar to Lamdum, then you'll set them up tomorrow. Debemaisa called to Hunasikli. Now Rashi does not explicitly address the question that Tosfos and the other Rishonim address, which is how exactly is this a Rav Asi l'shitaso? Adarav, it's a steer Rav Asi, because before by the barrel, all Rav Asi said is you have to put the stone on top of the barrel, and that makes it into a klishmacht l'heter and gvaldik. And over here, it sounds like you need a maisa. Maybe you need a maisa, because otherwise they're muktzim vinyan, as Rashi says before. And there's some other diukim in Rashi, but let's turn for a moment to Tosfos. Tosfos addresses this question, Tema, Echi Avi Rav Asi L'taime, Adarabba, Pligi, D'hachakam Rav Asi Nasek Kizuach, Avi Espanach, Avi Tevlo Shemaisa, V'gabi Nidvacham Rav Asi La, Tu V'shif Shifon, Amalahan, D'hainu Maisa Shetrichon Rabbi, V'od Kasha, V'abi Nidvacham, Amar Nisayu Shif Shifu, come on, Rabbi Kizui came, Amar Vasi, same person. Amar Yochanan, Bushi, Ishbat Tarskli. So you basically have three positions of Rashi. What you need to do to give something a status of a Kalish and a Kalata. The first, by the barrel, it's something to just put it down. By the Avanim for Yeshiva, you need to be in the Shafshik, you need a nice Sokoldu. And then later on, he says you need Tarskli, which is a much more significant tikkun, at the very least. Yesh lomar, the kizuch avisagi la, b'hanacha shedarko la, so kol dehu, the rabbi tikkun umayse gamor. Since it's darko, you don't need a tikkun umayse gamor. Kishar, kisui kalim. Maybe by, it's interesting, because Tosis doesn't seem to answer the third wet case. He explains explicitly the difference between the barrel cover and the stones for sitting. But over here, he might be addressing that third case. He's saying Kishar Kalim, Kishwi Kalim. And the point basically is what's the derech? So since it's normal to simply use a stone for a barrel cover. So by putting the stone on top of the barrel, you've made it a barrel cover, and that's good enough. Normally, if you put a stone maybe on top of a pot or something like that, there wouldn't be enough. The nidach shel even misusas u'miruba. In other words, we're not talking about stam stones. If you took a stone from the floor of the forest and you just dusted it off, that might not be enough to give it Torah's clay. But rather, since they're mesusos meruba levinyan sagi meruba shifsha, she'en tzarch o tikkun, that's good enough. They're already like a flat surface, comfortable for sitting. If you look at the Tosfos HaRash, he asks at least the basic question, not the third question. And how does he answer it?
Does the time out? The Chiyechi de Rav Asi Mekel Tzvei Mirav Dami Be'Evan Shalti Echadis
Achanami make the hidden impacts of one. New Kasha Ravasi at Ravasi, the Hiri Gavin shall be a chavis. Come Ravasi, the Meniach Nasakisul Chavis, Panach made of Loshan Lysa. Achanami have a lam lame of Nidach Salvanum to be Shiva Lahuda, you Muhanim Loshan Lysa. Yeshlam, or not a comer to the Shiv Shiflam. So he brings in another issue. What about yeshiva? Is that enough? And that brings us to the Gemara earlier as well. In other words, it would have been okay if you actually had sat on these before Shabbos. That would have been just fine. But that's a big pain. We have to, I don't know, spread out all the stones and start sitting on them. Right? There are going to be 100 people at the shir tomorrow, and there are these 100 stones, a big pile of stones. So just being a shafshef is much easier. Sitting on them would be enough. So again, we're out of time for today, but we're going to, I guess, see more of this tomorrow. But the question is, what specifically do you need in order to be miyached something, or to turn it into a Krishna Kuhantar? I'll just close with one final point from Rashi. And this is a very interesting one. So Rashi earlier, Lo Shanu Dimutter, Latal Telachavis Vadan Aleha Diktani, Vim Haisa Ben Achavi Yashiyar Latosa Shan, Shalotipo Haeven, Al Hachavis Shevetida, Magbia Umatal Tida Vino Felas. So Rashi says something very strange here. Because when you read our Gershon Gemara, right, we're talking about Tnan Evan Shalpi Achavis, Matal Tzida Vino Felish, which sounds like Nir, and we say that when is Nir Mutter, when it's not a Basis, and when is that going to be true? So Rabba says that's true if it's Shalcheach, and Rav Yosef says it's true, Dafka Shocheach. Rashi says like this, Haven shall be a chavis, Votzvach lito min hayayin shebetocha, Ma tachav zatsudu vino felas, Lo shem dimoto letato a chavis, Haven alah, Dektan vino haise vino chavios. Rashi says, this discussion is not the case of where you just want to tip the barrel over to get access to the wine, but rather it's talking about Evan ben Achavios. And then you actually have to do tiltum min atzad. You can't just tip it over, but you have to pick it up and carry it over to the other end of the room, and then you can get rid of the stone. So why does Rashi bring that in? Rashi over here implies that even if it is a basis, let's say, within the opinion of Rabba Amiravani, the basis, because Hiniach, still you could do Nir. And the only thing that you can't do is tiltum min atzad, namely to pick it up and carry it to the other side of the room and dump out the stone. Now, this goes against what we're used to thinking, because what we're used to thinking is that once something abasis, then both near and tiltum min atzad are both us. If it's not abasis, so then we say, yeah, do near if you can, and if not, tiltum min atzad, l'tzoch tavar mutter is okay. And if it is abasis, so it's basically muksa. If it's muksa, you couldn't do near anyway. So why is Rashi saying this? So there's actually a debate in the Achronim whether it's a good diyuk or not. I'm not going to get into it now. If you look at the Marsha, he reads Rashi the way I was saying it, which is that even if it's a basis, then nir is mutter. And other Rishonim learn Rashi this way as well. The Mishnah Shabbos points out the Sefer Yashar and the Orza Ruah. And Shem both learn Rashi this way. They point out that there's a steer in Rashi, but that's the way they learn at least this Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees, and he doesn't read Rashi this way. But let's assume for a moment that that is the correct reading of Rashi. So why would it be? Remember, how could near be mutter if it's a basis? So there's, I think, a couple of ways you could see this. One possibility is that it's a basis b'miktas. In other words, if this is not a sometimes, and there's a Rashba on Bay on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that has this possibility. Sometimes something is a quasi-basis, such that Tiltum and Atzad will be basis still, but Nir will still be mutter. That's one direction to go. We don't have time to elaborate, but something to think about. Another way, or maybe related, is a position that we've already mentioned before of the Shvisas HaShabbos, that Tiltum b'miktsas is mutter b'makom Shorosh Shabbos. As remember, we had that Ran, right? The Ran proved from the Gemara that says you're not allowed to close the eyes of the mace, that Tiltum b'miktsas is aser. So the Shvisas HaShabbos says that's true when it's a Tzorach Muktzah, like closing the eyes. But if it's a Tzorach Shabbos, it's going to be okay. Remember I said we didn't get back to the question of turning off the lights. That might be an example. No, it's Tiltum b'miktsas of Tzorach Shabbos. So long as it's Shabbos, even if they're Muktzah, maybe it's Mutter. And that would be the Pshat and Rashi over here. The Pshat and Rashi over here is near as Tiltum b'miktsas. I don't have to fully move the Muktzah. I just sort of tilt it over. It stays planted on the ground, but I change the angle. So even though this is a basis, and therefore it's effectively muksah, but tiltal b'miktas l'tzar Shabbos is mutter. And that's what Rashi's saying. So Rashi's saying that if this is a basis, what's aser? Not niur, niur would be mutter. Rather, what's aser? Picking it up, carrying it over to the side of the room, and entering it over. That's tiltal gamor. That is not tiltal b'miktas, and therefore it's going to be aser if it's a basis. Maybe, absolutely. That's why we brought it up last time, I think. When we talked about the Fuser Shiloh. Okay. So, in terms of, we just have to get back to what Yoni brought up before, in terms of, right, according to Rabba, the Chavis is a basis, and we asked before, that's a kasha for the Rishonim who say that when Mutter, Mux is being Meshamesh, Heter, it's not a basis. How do we answer that question? So the Meiri says that the Mikol Makom who knows saying La Makom Lehatzniya Sham, the Nimtzes B'Shvil Ha'Aven, right? We saw that before. The point is that the reason why it's a basis is because basically in this case the bucket would be serving the stone, but otherwise it wouldn't be a basis. And the Ritva, if you take a look, is a very fascinating thing. Really, if we have time, we would go into it. It's not as interesting. He says, the Fikach. First, he says, when he asked the question, he says, like this. Yeah, 1 minute.
No.
Oh,
no.
7:45.
Oh,
sorry. Vadi nasu chen lahem below shum maisa acher. It sort of sounds like from this ritva that in the case of the stuff that you put on for hatmana, that like let's say you put the wool on the thing, it becomes a kli. Now, just like
I thought it said later, but it's not.
It's impossible for it to be. I don't remember if it says later, just because the also guy over there is talking about tiltum and atzad. But at least by the Aven, he's saying it would be a kli, maybe because it does a maisa gamor. Va da da da, lefikach. So what's the answer? Va'adif tfei mikosh chavis dekel. Mashenke v'kisui zeh, shenu b'shavis chavis ela k'kisui v'alma, l'fikach enu yotze mitayras aven, shiyachul ala shem kisui v'tashmish ela b'maisav. In other words, very fascinating idea, right? If it's shayach to be a kli, then it needs to be a kli. And if it's not a kli, then it's a basis, right? And therefore, since over here it's eino yotze mitoras even shiachol alashem kisim and meila, it's going to be a basis. Okay, so I'll stop here. And in other words, this could be a kli by being a kapper. Yeah.